Chapter 25. Virginia. War Prism. One of the many lessons I learned at the Institute is the higher your rank, the less war is about courage or discipline or mud or blood, and the more it becomes a game of accounting. Usually it's about food, fuel, and weapons. To defend Phobos, I invest bodies and resources like a silver portfolio manager. Minimum cost, maximum profit. That is the game. Victra, Niobe, and Char must handle the fleet. Phobos is my charge. If it is lost, so are our docks, our ability to replace our lost ships, and our ability to defend orbit. Mars will then be strangled. Not today, not tomorrow, but slowly and then surely, when they are finally able to use the moon to launch a rain at the planet itself. We thought that the rain would be today. We were wrong. So many of us were wrong. Nothing to do now but fight. The crown on my head is a prism that breaks down the chaos of war into comprehensible information. It cocoons me in the battle. The crown can monitor and manage up to 180 engagements at once. Knowing my limitations undershoot the machines, I hand off 40 of these engagements to Nakamura and the Nucleus's staff. Center in my field of view is the ever-shifting 3D tactical map. It shows the worm-like progress of the claw drills through the top tiers of Phobos. My legions rush to head them off. Our bastion-based defense system was built so the bastions could be reservoirs of reinforcements, able to direct troops to any breach in their sector. But with the claw drills bypassing the bastions and our 10-deck security level, some of the drills have penetrated as deep as 50 decks already. Our system is being pushed to its limits. No, it has been circumvented completely. In just the first 15 minutes of the assault, I've nearly emptied Bastion 1's reserves. Of Bastion 1's three legions, 150,000 reds, greys, browns, and a few loyal obsidians, all but several thousand have already been divided and committed. The first legion makes contact with the enemy 36 levels down. The four sentries I tasked with heading off the drill at the tramway are impeccably on time. They fire shoulder-mounted rockets and destroy the drill as it passes through the level. The drill burrows halfway into the floor before collapsing sideways. An armored capsule affixed above the Helldiver cabin bursts open and berserkers pour out. That's new. The gold is with them. The Red Legion sentries open fire. Then Praetorians pour through the smoldering breach, and all I can do is send reinforcements. 16 more units make contact with Loon's forces in the next minute. The close-quarters fighting is bitter. Though outnumbered, Loon's Praetorian vanguard is armored heavily enough to reduce almost every fight to melee chaos. Yet our numbers are making up the difference. If, at the same time, Kavix can keep the enemy on the surface from entering their breaches on the decks, we will destroy Lysander and his Praetorians once and for all. With no time to micromanage each individual engagement, I give suggestions on the fly. A flanking maneuver to a Centurion defending gun controls. A maniple formation to a Legate on Deck 33. Moments later, though, I circle back to see the Centurion dead, the Legate sealing the breach with engineering teams. I redirect the Legate to the next breach, three levels down. I must trust my ground officers. My most important function is arranging for and massing reinforcements where they matter most. I triage based on a culmination of factors, the importance of each claw drill's objective, the likelihood of preventing the enemy from reaching the objective, and my overarching strategy of containment. The strategy is working. Lysander has overreached. Fierce and disciplined as the Praetorians are, with Kavex delaying their second wave on the surface, they're outnumbered nearly everywhere. I've managed to mass legions in strategic areas to oppose their progress and swamp their flanks. 15 minutes in, more than half of the claw drills have been intercepted and destroyed by ground units. I may be the only one who sees the order in the chaos. Meanwhile, the squad comms are overwhelmed by that chaos.
Fuck! What the fuck was that? Get the fuck down, Corran! What the fuck were you thinking? Did anyone see where that came from? Where the bloody hell is Horro? Need to call this shit up. Need heavy armor. Horro ain't on comms no more. Certius is. Fro, 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 fro. Where the slag is Horro? Dead. Bloody damn. Certius, get over here. You lily shit bastard. Knew I needed to call this shit up. Boy, oh, you gotta be nut to butt. Wait, where the bloody ham is Doc? Doc! Oi, why the fuck are you so far forward? I was plugging up Horro. Vree, vree, dong. Fra, 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 fra. Berserkers, waste them. Next one. No, next one, right. The fucker with the ham. Norris, Norris. His head's off, man. Fire. I'll get him. His head's fucking off. I got... Ah, slag, Norris. We need to fall back. See that water processor-looking thing over there? That thing? No, that's an incinerator, Karthus. That motherfucker. That toaster thing. Yeah, yeah, registers. Heavies, give us cover and move, move, move. Fuck, 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 fuck. Scared, scared. And I scar up. Up. Rocket green. Rocket away. Eat my cock, Goldilock. Bring that tripod up. Where's our heavy armor? Is anyone fucking listening to me? Overwatch?
I answer. I'm here. Heavy armor reinforcements en route and we'll flank from Tunnel 16C. Hold your position at all costs. And that was a veteran unit. I cycle to the next. Red Legion 1 bleeds and burns to plug the holes. Stomping over Praetorian carapaces, leaking blood and machine oil, they rush forward to make bulwarks against the invaders. Tramways, grav lift shafts, subterranean agoras where commerce once thrived become slaughterhouses choked with smoke, fire, rent metal, and robotic screams echoing in helmets. Sweat stings my eyes. Time disappears. Gone are the learned moralities that once differentiated me from my father. I force my ants in the path of the enemy worms. Then I isolate those worms, swarm them, kill them fast as we can. Plug the breaches, damn the cost. Create a grid around them with Hermanthus Legion and Hawk Legion. Constrict the grid. Squeeze the enemy out. It's working bad enough that every few minutes I can check on Kavax. His Drakenjäger charge must have been a dreadful sight to Lysander's Praetorians. Five wedges rolling in silence down the slopes of Bastion 1. Under cover of the restored shield, they hit the enemy just as the troop carriers brought the second wave of House Loon legions. By the time I checked back, Kavax had hurled the enemy off a third of their breaches and looked as if he might eradicate the Praetorian Guard by hour's end. But the next glimpse shows a fuzzier picture. His charge has stalled. The stubborn Praetorians refuse to be routed. They rally again and again and entrench the cityscape, delaying him, giving their brothers behind them time and cover to flow down to support their vanguard inside the moon. It's impossible to find Kavax in the fray. Enemy sensor jamming is killing everything except direct laser comms. Armies of codebreakers on both sides wage war from deep within bunkers, while battle-brave green Folger Bellators, lightning warriors, sneak through the war zone to hard-hack and enslave enemy systems or remotely hijack vessels or guns. Despite the chaos, Kavax is doing his job. I struggle with a magnitude of my own, and I almost miss two claw drills threatening to break through our lower perimeter. I move 8 sentries to intercept. By the time I've cycled back to them 10 minutes later, the craw drills are down, but the sentries I sent to stop them are already broken and in flight. The enemy group responsible for the rout is moving fast. They're over 200 strong and pressing for the maintenance lifts to the sector's reactor. I hurl more men from nearby at them, only to watch their biometrics flatline one by one. Somehow the enemy keeps finding ways to flank the units I send. Is that you, Lysander? Or is it another gold ally? The golds have so many fine commanders, it's impossible to know. In the murky images, I think I see a beast of a man in black armor with skulls on it. Ajax? Using another 300 of Red Legion as sacrificial lambs to slow the enemy progress, I search for more reserves to send from Bastion 1. All are committed except my 4,000 Lion Guards in the hangar. Nakamura, pass off your prism. Front! She jogs over as a grey officer takes her prism circlet. The enemy unit has bypassed our kill boxes and has chewed through everything I've thrown at them. We've whittled them down to 150 or so, but they're past the perimeter going for the reactor. They still have doors and automated defences to get through, but their battle greens are good. You can beat them to the reactor. Take 500 line guards from the hangars and see them dead. She salutes and then fixates on the holofeed following the enemy squad. She shoves an armoured finger toward a Praetorian with a transverse crest on his dragon-head helmet. He's half hidden in the smoke. "That's Flavinius," she says. Her eyes narrow, and she points to a big shadow in the smoke. "Ajax?"
"Take 1,000. Loon might be with them. I can't give you more," I say.
"Let Virgilus lead them," she says. She motions up the line guard centurion. "I'm with you, ma'am. You've already sent Cavex. I will not leave your side again." "Virgilus, you heard?" He nods. "Go then. Good hunting." He salutes, and he's off.
I glance at Nakamura, mildly annoyed at being contradicted as she returns to her prism.
Victra finally breaks through the jamming.
"Virginia, holding our own. Wrath. Votum missing. Diomedes..."
Char's voice.
"Repeat, Char. Diomedes, toward Phobos. Registers, keep the fleet together, but Phobos. The fleet is more important," I say. "Win your battle. We'll handle ours."
I'm beginning to realize we won't, but amputations on the field are best done without consulting the patient. My father said that once. At the time, I thought it grotesque.
"Do we have Wrath and Votum on center?" I ask my blues. "The Lightbringer's mass is interfering with our instruments," they call.
I consider, then hail Cavex to warn him of possible enemy reinforcements. No reply, so I tell my greens to keep trying and plunge back into my battle prism. Not 5 minutes after Virgilus's departure, I have to send more Lion Guards to support Red Legion in the shafts leading to the sector's shield generator. 1,500 left, then 1,000, as I send 500 more. Then only 500 left as another Praetorian vanguard breaks through Red Legion on level 45. I hold on to that last 500. I feel the tide turning. Our numbers are wearing down the elite vanguard. A cheer even goes up as the Lightbringer backs off from the punishment of our guns. I don't cheer, and that is why I often feel so alone. Holiday doesn't cheer either. She steps closer, protective, and I grow thankful she did not let me send her away. This is not going to be pretty.
Sure enough, as soon as the Lightbringer clears out, our instruments sing with incoming contacts. Votum and Wrath ships are already plunging into the no-man's land. Some of those ships go dark or break apart under our cannon, but they have an easier crossing than Loon's did. When they arrive, they park just shy of the shields and wait for them to fall. Knowing we're lost if those shields go down, I send my last 500 Lion Guards to reinforce the shield generator. They're only 3 minutes out when the enemy breaks through the Lion Guards I already sent with Virgilus. If it is Lysander leading that group, he's just punched me in the gut. "Tell Cavex to retreat. The shield is about to go down. He's exposed," I order. It's bewildering my 1,000 men didn't stop that group. My Lion Guards are some of the best greys of Mars, and they're dying like flies against the Praetorians. A few minutes later, Lysander's gut punch really lands when the shield goes down over the sector for good, and Votum and Wrath launch their own invasion. "Is Cavex on his way out?" I ask my blues. "We passed the order, Sovereign. He has not replied."
Nausea spreads through me. I try to compartmentalize. I can't. If Cavex is alive, he'll hook up from his battle with the Praetorians on the surface, a battle he was winning, and see the Votum and Wrath hulls raining reinforcements. He'll think, if only he had 20 more minutes, he'd have finished the guard forever. Our numbers would have swallowed their vanguard inside Phobos. We'd have won. For Cavex, that would be something he'd smile at spending his life on. But spending his life for Loon to gain glory? I want to puke, but the enemy won't stop hitting us long enough.
Apollonius's ships are the first to launch men at us. Cicero's are second. And then, streaming behind them, are three of Diomedes' destroyers. Our invaders will win prestige based on the order they arrived, and on the objectives and heads they seize.
I glance at Sophocles and feel as empty as I did the day my mother died. The fox sits behind me. He cocks his head as if to ask me why all the strangers in the room are so worried, and more important, when is Cavex coming back?
I fight back the urge to moan in despair as the Minotaur's reinforcements fall on Cavex's division.
I think of telling Niobe I spent her husband in vain, telling my son Kavox is gone, and it makes me want to die. There's nothing we can do to stop them from reinforcing Loon. What would Darrow do?
Fight and bleed until an opportunity to obliterate the enemy appears, and if none does, fight to the death.
It's time to retreat. I accessed the general frequency. All legions, this is your sovereign. The enemy has secured their landfall. Disengage. Begin a fighting withdrawal to sectors 2 and 8. Sector 1 cannot be held. If you stand, you will be unsupported and cut off. We hold them at 2 and 8. We can still hold the moon. Over.
Sophocles yowls in anxiety. Nakamura's voice is calm, but worried.
My sovereign, it's time to evacuate you. Bastion 1 will be cut off in the retreat.
I pay her no mind.
I have work to do. My sovereign, Votan warships have dropped claw drills on Bastion 1. I will not let your life be put in harm's way again. The nucleus is an escape pod. We can drop it into the hollows. But if the escape shaft is blocked in the bombardment, we are 531 people. We can save tens of thousands of lives per minute. This is a crucial moment. The retreat must be managed or it will become a rout and we will lose the moon and all the lives on it. Evacuate the bastion, Nakamura. Clear the nucleus of all non-essentials. Tell me when our window is about to close. Then we drop. And someone please secure that fox.
I crack my neck, shake out my arms, and dive into coordinating the retreat. My father would be proud. I do it logically, not humanely, sacrificing common soldiers to slow the enemy and save our uncommon ones. The cold sorting of life demands so much of my focus that it's not until Nakamura grabs my shoulder that I realize the nucleus's alarms are blaring, and have been for at least a minute. We need to drop. Those claw drills are almost through the outer armor. Another minute. I gave you 20.
20? Really?
Time has lost all meaning. I look at the pie shape of Sector 1. Wide on the surface, a slice where it meets the hollows, and I know I've done what can be done. So far, the enemy is contained within the sector. Most of our forces have escaped to the sectors adjacent Sector 1, either to Sector 2 or Sector 8. I nod to Holiday to initiate the nucleus drop sequence.
A green calls out, Legate Telemannus's Drakenjäger is on the line. Relief floods into me. Put him on.
A handsome, sweat-soaked face fills the nucleus. Raving, red-rimmed eyes, too close for comfort, stare out.
It is not Kavox. It is Apollonius of Valiae Wrath.
The mortal hallelujah.
He makes the sound of a man receiving a foot massage.
Lionheart, I have broken your champion. Now I come for you.